And isn't our God great? That he loves us. That he loves us so much. He loves us so much. I mean, I'm learning more and more about that as I realize what a you know, bad son I could be at times. But you know what? God loves me through it all. And that just amazes me every time I think about it. When I think about how much God loves me despite my failures, that kind of love, it's unconditional. It's an agape kind of love that just goes on and on and on despite our weaknesses. And he is worthy of all of my praise. And that's why I love to worship the Lord. Because it's like, I don't do it enough. I don't worship him enough. So would you join with me this morning? I'm going to lift him up in prayer and just praise him. God, we just do. We want to praise you this morning. Blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your name. God, you bless us so much. But God, blessed be your name. You be blessed this morning, God. God, as your children worship you, God. God, you're worth it all. This is about you, God. This is about what you're doing. This is about what you've done. God, let us never forget that, God. That Lord Jesus, we would never, ever, ever take this for granted. For all of your love, for all of the things you have done for us, how you have changed our lives, how you have given us life. God, with every breath that we take, God, let it glorify your name, Lord. And if we don't, Lord, please, please, as our Father, God, discipline us. Because, God, we need it. I need you, God. This church needs you, God. Without you, God, we're not a church. We're just a group of people. But Lord, with you, God, we can do all things, Lord. We can do what you've called us to. So God, we're asking that this morning. As we worship you, as we glorify you, God, use us, Lord Jesus. Use us, speak through us, discipline us, teach us, grow us into your likeness. Not our picture of it, not our way, but your way. Yeah, your will be done, God. I pray in your precious and holy name, God, be glorified. Amen. Amen. And let's start that off. Everybody, let's stand to our feet.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful. Your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. A desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. Yeah, when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. Come shining down on me. With the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be. Oh, there's
I forgot to mention, I apologize, we do not have the words. We're having a few technical difficulties with some cables, so I do apologize to you that we don't have the words. I'll try to sing it over and over enough that you can catch on, and most of these songs many of you know, so thank you for your patience. And if you would, at this time, let's greet one another with a hug and a smile and welcome them here to Pathway of Hope.
I look out of my peripheral and I'm like, do my check.
Oh, yes.
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 Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Pathway of Hope. I'm really excited that you're here today. We have a special presentation for you this morning, since today is Palm Sunday. So we asked Pastor Janet, the awesome pastor of our children's ministries. Hi, buddy. How you doing? Go follow your leader. I asked Pastor Janet to bring the kids in for a special Palm Sunday presentation. Isaac, you got to get in line, buddy. Just to refresh your memory, Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter, and it is the day when Jesus came riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people were surrounding him and celebrating him. I want to read to you out of Matthew chapter 21. It says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the ground, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Are we ready? Okay.
Do you know what the word Hosanna means? The word Hosanna means glory to God who saves us. It's a word that we can use to give praise and worship to God. Let's sing it together. Hosanna.
Hosanna,
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 Hosanna to the King.
Hosanna,
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 Hosanna
to the King.
He's the greatest King of all.
Our God is great and mighty.
That's right, he is.
I'm glad Jesus is my king.
Jesus is my king too.
He's my Lord.
He's my Lord too.
He's my God.
And we can worship him together. Come on now, let's sing it again, all together.
Hosanna.
the one that he almost tripped on. It's not on?
Test.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Don't let this blonde hair fool you. The light really was green, okay? It really, green means on. So I use the fake blonde hair sometimes when I need it, but otherwise it really isn't fake blonde. So anyways, on the announcements, we have lots of different things going on in Pathway. You can look in your bulletin and look at the different announcements. A lot of things, like the women's ministry has stuff going on that you could go to Monday nights, Thursday mornings. The men's have a really awesome Bible study kind of discussion thing. They solve the problems of the world on Thursday mornings. So, we women solve the problems because we meet twice a week on Monday nights and Thursday mornings. No, I'm teasing. And the youth meet on Thursday nights. And so we have a lot of things going on. One thing I do want us women to do is mark the calendars for May 8th. We are going to have a mother-daughter tea. That doesn't mean that if you don't have a daughter or a mother that you don't come. We're all daughters. We're daughters of the living King. And so I just ask and pray that no matter who you are, female, please come. There is one stipulation, female. But we're going to have a special time. We're going to meet at the urgent care meeting room, and it's going to be 2 to 4. So we would really appreciate if you would mark your calendars. We're also going to have like a little talent-like show, a time to share, whether you have a poem or something, you sing a song or a worship dance or something like that. We would really appreciate it. I'm going to have a sign-up sheet next week. We have the women's walk, and that's going to be on the 10th. There's a sign-up sheet for that. So there's a lot of things coming, and we would really appreciate if you would just look through and see what works best for you and what you can be involved in. Also, we have the connection cards inside there, and we would appreciate any first-time guests to fill these out. And give us any information. And then also, if you've had some change information, contact information, we'd appreciate it if you would let us know, because we can keep you updated on prayer requests and events going on here at Pathway and praise reports. So thank you so much.
All right. If we could, let's stand to our feet again. Thank you, Karen, so much. It's important that we know what's going on in our body. Amen.
Hello.
Thank you.
Continue to worship the Lord now with our time of ministry of prayer. If our prayer teams would make themselves available over here to your left. Anything at all that you need prayer for in your life, anything that's on your mind, any burdens you're carrying, you don't have to carry them alone. You have intercessors over here that want to come alongside you. Help you carry those burdens. Jesus wants to walk right beside you and help you carry those burdens. And he's got big shoulders. He can carry a lot of burdens. So let's lay our burdens down and get ready to really hear from God today. This is Palm Sunday. This is the day that Jesus, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Miracles when he was here on earth. Prove to the people around him that he was the Son of God by the miracles that he was performing. He still performs the same miracles today. Nothing going on in your life is too big for God to handle. He will perform miracles for you. Worship together.
Oh,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Try to step out there on my own, and I try to handle it my own strength. Lord, would you draw me back, God? Would you remind me, Lord Jesus, of the path that you have for me, Lord Jesus? The one that you have set before me that leads to eternal life, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful, God, for all that you have done. Jesus, for going, God, and dying on that cross for our sins, Lord Jesus. Would you remind us, God, daily, Lord Jesus, that sacrifice, Lord Jesus, that we may realize that, God, whatever it is we face on this earth, God, that you have suffered for us, Lord Jesus, that you have suffered the cross and you have died and shed your blood that we would be set free, and that the path that you set before us, Lord, is one, God, that may not be easy, but Lord, God, it is filled with love, it is filled with joy and peace, God, and understanding that, God, we just, Lord, we need to learn as we go, Lord. Would you give us that understanding, Lord Jesus? Let us never take for granted your sacrifice, Lord Jesus. God, that, Lord, we would follow you wherever you call us to, wherever you want us to go. Lord, that we would get out of the way, God, that you would come and shine through us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, your word would be made known to all the ends of the earth, Lord Jesus, that none would perish, Lord Jesus. That is your goal. Let that be our hearts. Let that be on the forefront of our minds. Let that be flowing off of our lips, God. Let our tongues be tangled, God, in your truth, Lord Jesus, that we would share it with all, God, not just a limited amount, God. Help us learn to love the unlovable, Lord Jesus, and draw them in, God, to your kingdom, Lord. God, let us do your will, God, not our own. The God, that we would serve you with all of our hearts, because we're just desperate for you, Lord. We need you, though, God. We are lost without you. Heavenly Father, have your way, Lord. Have your way. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I
heart tonight. Do what you must do. We are your children, God. And we need you. We desire you. Church, just begin to declare that in your heart. Empty me, God. Fill me with your love. And I'm desperate for you, Jesus. And
prayer teams, you can be seated. Worship team, thank you. We're going to continue to worship the Lord now with his tithes and our offerings. If our usher would prepare. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your presence here this morning. Lord, with our imperfections and lack of holiness, Lord, we don't deserve your presence, Lord. But because of your grace and your mercy, you're still here. I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Right now, I just ask that you bless these tithes and offerings, Lord. Bless our church as we chase after you. We want more of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, ushers. So, a few things. Am I okay? Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, right? Yeah. So let's pack this place out, okay? Yeah. It's Easter Sunday. I was trying to think of some kind of an incentive to get you guys to show up and invite people and things. You know, I was thinking if we broke our attendance record. Our attendance record for this church is 143 men, women, and children, okay? Yeah, I was trying to think, you know, if we got more than 143 people here next Sunday, what could I do to make some kind of incentive? You know, should I promise to shave my head or something like that? Yeah? I don't think my wife would go for that. I think we should shave Randy's head. That's what I think. It's already halfway done. It's easy. But you know what? Next Sunday, let's do our best to just invite people to church. It's going to be an evangelistic type service. Invite your unsaved friends, family, coworkers. You know, we're really going to make it a special Sunday celebrating Jesus' resurrection from the dead that gave us eternal life. Yeah? And that's something to celebrate, right? Amen. Yeah, so we're going to make it a celebration service next Sunday. It's going to be terrific. So I encourage you to be here and invite your friends, family, coworkers, everybody you know, and let's pack this place out. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So we're in a series on God Chasers. If you haven't been following us, it's a book by Tommy Tenney called God Chasers, and we're studying it in some small groups that we have going on during the week, and we are gearing our Sunday sermons towards the chapter that we're studying the following week, and it's been awesome watching God work in our midst, watching God transform lives and just get people chasing after Him, running after Him, wanting more of Him in your lives, right? Yeah. Is that what you want? Yeah. There's a verse we've been memorizing as a congregation, and I apologize for not having a projector today. I know it was kind of tough during worship if you didn't know the songs, but we had a cable go bad this morning right before service, so we're going to get a new cable for next Sunday. We'll have a projector next Sunday, but I can't even show you the verse. So that means you have to have it memorized, right? It's Jeremiah 29:13, yeah? You got who knows it off the top of their head? I'm not going to call on you, but who knows it by heart? Okay, yeah, okay. So how does it go? You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. That's God's promise to us. If we chase after Him, if we want, if we crave more of Him in our lives, He promises that if we're chasing after Him with all our heart, He will reveal Himself to us in greater and greater measure. It's His promise to us. So get that verse ingrained in your brain. Chase after God. All right? There's a note sheet in your worship guide. If you want to take some notes on today's message, you can turn in your Bibles, if you like, to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to be there a little bit this morning. We're going to do something a little bit different today, and we're going to take a walk in a little bit, just to warn you. But for now, you can turn to Ephesians chapter 6 in your Bibles. We're in chapter 7 of Tommy Tenney's God Chasers this week, and what it's about, if you noticed in chapter 7, Tommy Tenney used a lot of different metaphors in chapter 7, didn't he? Especially in the video and in reading the chapter, Tommy Tenney talked about missiles and painting the target with a laser on the missile, like over in Afghanistan and Iraq, so that the missile hits the target. He talked about staking out your territory. He talked about wells and water rising up, and artesian wells, water exploding out of the earth, being God's presence exploding out in revival. So he mixed a lot of metaphors in this chapter. I want to pick one and just focus on it for this morning. And I want to talk about staking out our territory, because he told us Tommy Tenney mentioned the gold rush in California, right? And how people that were looking for places that might have gold on them, places that had rivers running through them, places that had ponds and water, they were valuable pieces of property. And nobody had claimed California yet. It was wild country. And so what they would do if they came across a plot of land that they liked and they wanted for themselves, they would stake it out. They would take a piece of wood and they would write on it their name and the date and the borders of their territory that they were claiming, and they would plant that stake in the ground. And if anybody came along in the future and wanted to claim that land for themselves, all he had to do was find the place where he buried the stake and dig it up and show them, no, this is my land. I claimed it back on such and such a date. This is mine. And it was legal proof that this land belonged to that person, whoever staked it out. So when we talk about staking out territory for God, we talk about letting God know that we want Him to work in this territory. God has given us Catalina. He's given us Catalina to claim for His kingdom, to take for His kingdom. There's no coincidence. A lot of you might not know, when Johnny and Mindy Johnson moved down here 5 years ago to plant Pathway of Hope. They actually didn't want to be here. No offense. They wanted to be farther south. They wanted to be closer to the city when they first moved here. But, you know, they had a lead on a church property down that direction at one time. They had a couple other opportunities with schools and things. Things kept falling through, and they ended up here at Coronado. And I'll tell you what, that's no coincidence. That was God in his providence working it out so that Pathway of Hope was placed in the exact spot where we were supposed to be to take land for God's kingdom. Take this territory for God's kingdom. You can look in your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 6. Our battle in taking this land is not a physical one. It's a spiritual one. I've mentioned it before. There are angels and demons battling at this very moment over this room. Battling for the souls of our neighbors out there. The souls of the people around us. The devil knows he's going to lose. But he's going to take as many people down with him as he possibly can. Read with me in Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Listen to verse 12. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." And then Paul goes into all the different pieces of the armor of God, which may make a great sermon series sometime in the next year. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. When we take territory for God's kingdom, when we claim territory for God's kingdom, we are taking territory away from the devil. It's a spiritual battle. So in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to follow me outside. And we're going to take this stake right here. And we're going to plant it outside in the ground. We're going to bury it. Every time you drive by this school, every time you park in the parking lot and walk into church, you're going to know that this stake is buried in the grass out there. And you're going to know that we've claimed this territory for God's kingdom. On this stake is written our church and today's date, a couple prayers, some scripture. Also, I don't know if you can see this, but we drilled a hole in the stake right down the middle. And we're going to roll up this little piece of paper, and we're going to place this inside. This is a proclamation. It says this. It says, "This territory is claimed for God's kingdom by Pathway of Hope Foursquare Church in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim this school and all surrounding land to be used for the glory of his name. We claim the souls of the children who attend school here, as well as those of their families. We also claim the territory to the north, south, east, and west of this school, where the homes of our neighbors sit, and we claim the souls living in those homes. In Jesus' name, the enemy has no authority here. May God's glory descend on Catalina and Tucson, and may our church be a catalyst for revival. Use us, Lord." There's also a few scriptures written there, Ephesians 6:12, which we just read. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." And also, Acts 2:47, which is my prayer for our church. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Because that's what we're about. We're about saving souls and bringing people to heaven with us. Right? So I'm going to roll up this piece of paper here. And if everybody would just stand up, we're going to take a little walk. Follow me. I'm going to leave my mic on so we can get this all recorded. No. All right, everybody. Here's our stake. We're planting in the ground. We are claiming this territory for God's kingdom. Amen? Amen? What I'd like to do is I'd like a few of our church leaders, council members to help me with this. Karen, if you would just kind of stand over here and just kind of, as I pray, extend your arms to the north. Okay. Just to represent the homes and the families that are living in that direction. And Dick, if you extend your hand to the south, and if you would come over here and face to the east and extend direction, and another Arnie, yeah, then you're all pray. That would be awesome. Okay. Heavenly Father, right now we just dedicate this land to you, Lord. We claim this land for your kingdom. Father, as you've commanded us to take this land for you, Lord, we claim the souls of the people living in this area, Lord. The devil has no dominion here. He has no authority here in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you bless our church, split open the heavens, Lord, and pour out your glory on us, Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's go back inside. It's a warm day.
Your mic's still on?
I know, yeah. I want this on. Still on, right? Yeah. Now, here's my point. I'll wait. Here's my point. As we chase after God, and He pours more and more of Himself into us, we can't just keep that to ourselves. We can't just keep it to ourselves. No, God has commanded us to take this land for His kingdom. So to do that, we got to pray for all them. We got to get them here. Only God's going to work on their heart to get them here. But we can do our part by letting them know that we're here. You know, you can do this at home too. You don't have to be as fancy as what we just, that wasn't fancy, but you can be simpler than what we just did. Just get a piece of wood and pray over it, plant it somewhere on your property. Use that as staking your claim on your home and the property that you own. If you've never prayed through your home, I encourage you to do that. Get with your spouse and walk through every room in your home and pray for God's blessing over whatever happens there. The TV room, the kids' bedrooms, your bedroom, the living room, the bathroom, the hallways. Pray for God's blessing and protection over your home. So let me tell you what. Here's kind of the scary part. I didn't tell you about this before. Didn't want to scare you off. But now that we've taken a stand like this, the devil doesn't like that. And we've been seeing it already a lot in our church. The devil's going to attack. He's going to come after us. He's going to come after our marriages. He's going to come after our finances. Going to come after our peace. We got to know the one who's with us is greater than the one who's with them. Our God is bigger than our circumstances. Our God is bigger than anything that happens to us. Our God is bigger than the attacks that are going to come. If it were easy, everybody would do it. This isn't easy. But we're taking a stand. We're claiming this land for God. We're claiming the souls of the kids who go to school here and our neighbors, people in Catalina. We want God to do a mighty work here. So the reason that if you look at the top of your note sheet, you see I titled the message, Stakeout. A stakeout is when police officers are outside somebody's home, right, looking for a bad guy. And they settle in. They get their binoculars out. And their listening devices. They bug the place and they wait. That's what we're doing. We're on a stakeout. We've done what we need to do. Now we're going to listen and wait and watch God work. We're on a stakeout. So remember, every time you drive by the school, every time you walk into church, we got that stake buried out there. We've claimed this land. Okay? Nobody else knows it's there. Nobody's going to take it. It's always going to be there. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for what you're doing here today, Lord. You are an awesome God. Thank you for the responsibility you've given us over this territory, Lord. We won't let you down. Now, Lord, we ask that you act. We're waiting for you to act, Lord, and just shake up this land. Bring people to you. Start a revival and start it right here. Lord Jesus. Is there anybody here that, while everybody's eyes are closed and heads are bowed, is there anybody here that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior? You've never given your life to God. If you want to give your life to Jesus today, if you just raise your head and make eye contact with me so that I can just pray with you. Praise you, Jesus. You're an awesome God. Blessed be your name. Let's close today's service with in honor of Palm Sunday. Blessed be your name is what the people of Jerusalem were shouting as Jesus was walking into Jerusalem on a donkey, riding in on a donkey.
And if I can, let's all stand to our feet. I want to encourage you guys. God put it on my heart, and I shared this with the youth, but I want to encourage you guys, what Doug's talking about, staking our claim. I want you to know something, that the part that we are in that is vessels that God's going to use. Now, the cool thing about it is he's made each and every one of us so unique. And there's gifts and there's talents that have been given unto you. When you give those over to him, when you say, God, here, I want you to have all of me. I want you to flow through me. Guys, we're going to start seeing how that's going to work. We're going to start seeing how far the east, west, if I'm pointing in the right direction, north, south, all around us, we're going to start seeing God's hand at work when we surrender those beautiful giftings. And if you don't know what they are, I encourage you. This is my encouragement. Seek him and ask. He said, knock and the door will be open to you. I do believe it, that this is his will. When we say, God, I'm not real sure what my gift is or what I have to give back. But guys, he has specifically put all sorts of wonderful gifts and talents inside of you. And when they are used, then the body of Christ moves forward and covers the land. You believe that this morning? Then sing this with me.
Blessed be your name, that is plentiful, like the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, dwelling in the desert place, but walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.
Every blessing.
every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Everybody, for doing that with me this morning. I think that was pretty special. Dismiss you this morning with Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, church family. You are dismissed.
Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. Yeah, when the darkness closes in, soon I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the glorious name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.